This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. milk production is to grow slower in 2024. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
The good news is that U.S. milk production is expected to grow in 2024. Michael McConnell of the USDA's chief economist office says the bad news is the growth rate will be slow compared to last year.
Overall, we see milk production projected to continue growing, but at a decreasing rate from what we've seen in recent years. Feed prices are projected to be lower in the upcoming year, but we're expecting tighter global markets for dairy products, which are going to provide price support. And as a result, we're expecting to see a fair amount of price competition in the upcoming year as both domestic and international users compete for products that are in relatively tighter markets.
The good news for U.S. dairy farmers is that it will cost less to feed their animals in 2024.
The outlook for feed markets is for lower prices in 2024 and 2025. This should be supportive for margins of milk producers overall. In 2023, we saw a sharp decline in the milk feed ratio. It was the lowest level we had seen it going all the way back to 2012. Later on in the year, 2023, we saw it begin to recover a bit as lower feed prices came to market. But generally speaking, we're expecting feed prices to abate a bit in 2024, which is good news when it comes to margins.
McConnell says they expect cow inventories to remain stable this year.
Though the levels are projected to be lower in 2024 than they were last year, we are expecting to see a bit of a flatter trajectory than what we saw. We saw a bit of contraction taking place in quarters 3 and 4 of 2023. We're currently projecting a small uptick in the fourth quarter, as we begin to see prices and margins improve over the course of the year.
For more information, visit USDA.gov. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter so you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free twice daily market podcast on Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, and Podbean. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.